Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 5, Dungeon World, Season 1, Episode 5.
This podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and in general is not fit for human consumption.
All right, a couple of quick notes, just like last time. Recording quality. Yeah, this is still the same batch I've recorded on my phone. We'll have to see about fixing that someday, but in the meantime, it'll have to work. Also, the ranger was unable to speak due to a medical condition, so we're talking for her for much of the time, so she's writing us notes, letting us know what she wants to do. Enjoy the show!
There's like one, two, three other guys kind of spaced out around the room.
Those three guys are in trouble.
Yeah, those three guys are together.
Okay.
Leave some for me.
You'll get there. Those three guys are in trouble.
Yeah? Why?
Because I see a fireball in their future.
Well, that's right. Not enough is on fire yet. I knew that was the one thing we were missing from tonight.
I have absolutely used magic to cause terror and fear now.
Yes, you totally have.
Jeez. I will tap one of my
Kel, you're going to burn down my guild?
Tapping a luck and charging up the Hadouken? Boxcars!
There's nothing to fear for them,
just so I know, mechanically wise.
I will double the targets.
Yep, that sounds right.
So I will cast it at those three and at least one of the other.
All right, so what does the fireball say it
does? It's 2d6 ignoring armor.
2d6 ignoring armor. All right, so.
So unless I completely biff this roll, these guys are toast.
Fire. Jesus, head. Fire everywhere.
Nope. I've got eight.
Eight damage ignoring armor.
Yeah,
they're all dead. All of them.
There are Krispy Kremes around the room.
Honey glazed donuts.
That's right.
So the sneak attack on the thing probably isn't happening.
No.
Not if it had a chance before, but not now.
No.
Yeah, sneak attack.
There
is
no more sneak attack. It is over.
All the best laid plans.
Yeah, I was like,
now it's just a mad dash in blood and fire to see who can make it.
So the real question is, like, why not at the beginning of this session did we not just start with, I kick the door and set it on fire?
We could have saved ourselves. What does the coffee make this 75?
3 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh, then we wouldn't have had the awesome donkey sex and the killing of the guys and the beautiful song.
And the ninja vanish.
So the question for me is, did I get four or five? We're too close enough to have been encompassed by the fireball.
They're all dead.
Okay,
they're all dead. Boxcars,
she dies, everybody dies.
So some of the people that weren't running fast enough died.
That's some heavy metal there.
It's like all of a sudden George R. R. Martin decided to come to the party. Yep.
The bard just has no eyebrows.
Everybody died.
Oh, Jesus.
I told you, Duck.
He did tell me, Duck.
Well,
that is a great question. You are in the room with him.
No, he told him defy danger.
He told him that's true. I think I need a defy danger on Dex from you to stay out of the fire. Because it is way bigger than you thought. It is way bigger than he thought.
Yours? You've been having bad luck all night.
Oh.
7 plus 1, 8.
Okay.
That means you do dodge it, but...
Look at it this way. You'll have a cool scar to tell the girls about.
But you stole...
I fall for no eyebrows.
No problem. The building is definitely on fire now.
Like, oh, shit.
Like, before it might have been, like, just sort of cosmetic scorching.
We may not even
now,
get
thanks
time.
To that, it's literally on... Like, it has caught now.
We might not even get time to do what we really want to do.
You know what?
You guys are still stuck fighting the wolves.
You're in the basement fighting the wolf.
Back to the wolf fight.
Alright. Now that
there was water behind me
in water.
Yeah, there was definitely I think what we refer to in this is the reveal an unwelcome truth.
I don't know any of this is going on.
Or show signs of approaching threats. That's probably what I did there.
I do have a brief question.
Yeah.
Did he hear that?
But, well, I want to think that as I'm doing this, like, I'm sort of tranced, you know.
I mean, did he hear me yell something?
I think when you come out of your reverie with your boon from your deity...
I smell bacon.
Which, incidentally, takes the form of a healing potion.
Wow, you're going to need that.
Burning people.
So go ahead and write that down on your list. Yeah, you are outside. You're in a tree. You're like...
Hey, look, fire.
Why does it smell like smoke?
Why does it smell like people burning?
I already have a healing potion. Shit.
Wait. Now, the front door, in theory, when people were leaving, is probably still open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to ventilate the flames.
Yep. So the building is on fire. There's downstairs, there's some wolves still. Actually, there's three wolves, to be precise. One of them that got knocked back, but is now back up and rejoining the fight and coming back towards you guys.
What about the water?
Actually, I'll take that back. The one that got knocked back, the ninja followed it up.
Cool, thank you.
So the ninja sort of, like, charged after that one and is, like, harassing it, and they go around the corner and...
Game Master.
You're welcome. Well, I want to get inside, too.
This water.
Let's quit throwing rocks and shit. God! All right.
Okay, this water. That's what I'm primarily worried about.
Okay, so you...
What's going on with the water?
Okay, like you can hear it in the distance. Like, somewhere in the pipes, there's a large amount of water flowing. You're guessing it's getting closer.
I think they turned the fire hydrants on outside.
You're not sure where it's coming from. Well, that'd be too bad if there's no water pressure.
We really are just... Oh, we've held this place by the nose and kicking it square in the taint just over and over again. Oh. See what happens when you throw rocks at doors. Magic doors.
All right. More importantly, there's two shadow wolves still in your way. You could attempt to just get around them. You could attempt to kill them. Either which, I mean, like, if you just try and get around them, they're just going to chase you, so, but then again, if you think the door might be open, then maybe that's a good idea, or maybe if the door's shut, it won't be.
I'm going for the jugular, because I'm still in wolf mode.
You're gonna assert your dominance, and you get the D8 damage when you're good using news. Your red of tooth and claw.
Right.
Go for it, spend a hole, no, and bite that bastard.
With all the splitting right. going on downstairs, it's not going to be any pressure.
Now. Oh, yeah!
So, strength, which is 0, so it's 11.
It's still 10 plus, so deal your damage.
Okay.
In this case, it's a D8, so...
My rapier is precise, that uses dex, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
That is absolutely correct. You are badass with that rapier.
So that's one hole.
I have to be.
So that's 5 damage. Oof. You did.
Yep.
All right. So that one is badly wounded, but not quite dead.
Nope.
Unless Jesus tries to finish it, or unless Omar tries to finish it off, or Omar pick the other one.
I'm gonna go after the other one. I'm drawing my rapier.
Okay.
I'm going to.
Craziness.
Oh, that could be dumb.
You're.
I got say, I'm going to run and slide underneath it, but if I miss, out. I'm really screwed.
Nice. Oh, come on, you're badass.
Yeah.
You got a freaking +3. You almost can't fail this, right? You only get one when you drive.
The records show I am being coerced something stupid by the Game Master, so I'm going to do it.
Yes, you should, because it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to run and I'm going to slide on the shit-stained floor. And as I go, I'm going to cram my rapier into the throat of the death wolf.
Shadow wolf.
Oh, yeah, that's a 13.
Wow.
Yeah, that you was are. Roll that damage.
That's 2 damage.
Wow, that sucks. It's not nearly as effective as you thought
it
should be.
Run it through his throat, but
it absolutely hit the side of his throat and just grazed.
Yep. I was saying, yeah, it just nicked the side of it. The wolf kind of jumped sideways as you slid underneath it. A lot faster.
It was probably just shocked.
Faster than you gave it credit for.
Yeah, he wasn't surprised.
Your leg on your back underneath.
No, he certainly was not.
Should I go downstairs and light some fire or something?
You keep your fire up there.
Yeah. You do realize it's probably got a lot of methane in this here.
Alright, back to Aziz.
Even better.
Aziz, I'm in a bad shit here.
Aziz Light.
I fail it.
Alright, so.
And I turn back into a human.
Oh.
Yeah, you do.
After the action is cleared, I assume.
Right, it is at that point that you. Okay, you hear the water, and it's definitely closer. Like.
It's
he wants to be a narwhal.
Yeah, I want him to be a narwhal.
He's going to turn into a white salmon.
So
he's going to biff it, and then he's a char.
Yeah, I think you hear the water is now imminently close.
Imminently.
This could work to our advantage.
Maybe.
So
define advantage.
Omar.
Well, I'm going to take my holding the rapier in the throat, and I'm going to take my razor boar tusk. Oh, it's also precise.
It is.
We may be 11. Wrong. It may not be do. Water. It could be poop.
That's a 6.
That's a dead.
That's piercing.
Dead animal.
The razor boar tusk dagger.
Yep.
I probably wouldn't use anything else ever.
Yep.
Well, the rapier is get it. There's
water. Water.
And voices.
Oh yeah, crap, I forgot about your voices.
There's voices.
You know what? They're running.
Yeah, I bet.
They heard the water
and they're GTFO.
They heard the water and they're the sewer patrol. They know what that means. Yeah. They're gonna
sewer
GTFO.
Patrol. Best job ever.
Alright, so we got
that one wolf is still alive, right?
Yeah. And I failed on a roll, so I turned back into a human.
Yep. Yep, so now there's this dude standing in front of this wolf. Boy.
Wait,
if only you
not,
had...
Did it not attack him?
Huh? No, the water got closer.
Oh, okay.
He managed to fend it off enough as he transformed. The wolf was confused enough. It didn't get a good solid bite.
Transform!
I'm going to go ahead and try to hack and slash it with my staff.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
Hey. Oh!
Hit it with a stick.
Roll damage,
naughty puppy.
D6. You're not an animal with claws. Oh, nice.
Whack.
Cool.
All
we need to do is get rid of Cypress. That was what was holding us back. Freaking ninja.
That actually takes out the dog.
It was the adrenaline from hearing the water coming in.
Yep. Crap! We gotta get the hell out of here!
I'm going to piss on the ground and I'm going to rub one of the dead dogs.
I don't think you got time for that.
I'm ready. I'm ready if you are.
Okay, so the question is, are you going to try and get somewhere before the water gets here?
Nope.
You're just going to wait for it.
Nope. I'm going to let the water hit. Are you going to turn into a narwhal?
Yeah.
I'm going to mount my friend Narwhal. And then I'm going to take out my bottle of air that I found on that first night, and I'm going to attach it to my face, and we're going to let the water come. And I'm going to majestically ride the narwhal right through that door. That
you got a 10 to be a narwhal, baby.
Oh, my lord.
Two.
Yes! I'm riding the narwhal Aziz through the door into the basement.
Narwhal Aziz, I need you to make me a... Constitution-based defy danger to smash through the door with your horn. Because it is shut.
Constitution.
Oh, you got... Yeah.
Eight.
Yes! Alright, so you make it through.
Right!
You make it through. You crush through the door.
Hell yeah.
But you are... Weak. Mark the debility weak the door's needles stick into you and drain some of your blood as you go by.
Oh, God.
But the weight of the narwhal like rips them out of them.
Yep.
How do I shake that then?
I believe when you rest. Camp, you can remove a debility if you're rest. I think not.
It's a day of rest and safety.
Right. So like staying.
Oh no!
At
after
the end.
three days of rest, you remove a choice.
Okay.
Does my laying on of hands? Fix that.
Does it say remove a debility?
Remove a disease.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, this isn't a disease.
Although my arcane arts can fix that.
Oh, but it says if you're under the care of a healer...
Right, of which we have several.
It can take 2 days.
Right.
Instead of three.
So yeah, it's gonna... I mean, gotta...
You're a little weak for a couple of days, but you'll be fine. It's not like a permanent thing or anything.
I was gonna say, I didn't have to sacrifice or bloodlet or...
No,
you just had to turn into a narwhal and smash.
We'll see what happens.
That's your penance for throwing the rock.
You're just up there doing your thing.
Okay, so you ride triumphantly through the doorway.
I'm holding my rapier up too.
Oh yeah, you are. Oh good God,
I'm making a show of it.
Oh God, the imagery.
Like,
back upstairs,
like
the burning
the guy
building.
The bomb down.
We got through the road. We got through the wall.
I'm gonna slap his ass too a couple times just to make it good.
All right.
Why is it always end up in your ass?
Go to the upstairs.
Your leg.
Upstairs.
Yes.
All the guys have run. The door to that office is still open.
You can see the flames.
You can smell fire. Oh yeah, you can see this, right? Because the floor is transparent. You watched Galadir blow the hell up.
Oh damn it! Again.
Son of a... Oh my god. Okay. So.
Okay. Are there any rooms up here that look?
Oh yeah, cold ones
would be an office.
Yeah, cold ones downstairs.
I don't prefer cold.
Okay.
Do I want to go and explore, or do I need to just get the hell out?
It's on fire.
I don't know.
The whole entire room.
Can you make good? Can you make a good defined danger roll? Probably is what you should be asking yourself.
Well, right now the smoke isn't too bad.
It is not.
So, well, you've got a second before you need to start panicking. One of the windows is out of this room, so it's ventilated.
Okay,
stick my head out into the hallway. How many doors do I see up there?
The way that she was, the door that she was by, there's like a whole row of doors, like 10 or 12 of them, like small doors.
Okay, are they all open now? What's the other way?
actually, some of them are opening, and half-dressed people are running out of them.
What's down the other direction?
Yeah, the other... Tooth?
Behind you is the way you came up from the back.
So no, I think he was thinking that this door was like halfway down the hall.
I turned into a human and you're smacking my ass.
No, this one's like kind of at the end of the hall. Okay. Or kind of down around the hall.
No, never mind. Right, the door that the vampire came out.
Yeah.
I'm going to open it up.
It's already open.
What do you have clothes on?
As you look in there, it's a small office.
Damn it.
There's a safe. And there is a blue glowing circle on the floor.
Is the safe fireproof?
The imagery is
heavy is it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Can I pick it up?
Isn't that
you can probably pick it up.
Power. Love is
it
love, takes Matt.
I'm going to pick it up and throw it out the window.
Okay, strength-based defy danger.
At the end of this
we have
session,
totally
we're
taken
about
a treasure.
Day. Oh.
Okay. Ouch. Get it out the window. But at this point, the smoke is getting thick. Like, you're gonna have to get out of here one way or another now. It took, like, lifting. You had to breathe. You can now start feeling it in your lungs. You're out in a tree. Are you cool with being outside in a tree?
Watching the building burn.
Right. As long as she holds still, nobody can see her.
I look out the window. Am I going to be able to climb down or jump down without injuring myself?
Maybe.
Are there handholds that I can climb down with?
What was the glowing blue thing?
Huh?
What was the glowing blue thing?
Don't care. Don't have time to go back and look.
Okay.
It's either that or I'm going to die of smoke inhalation, and I really don't need that right now.
Okay. It's a glowing circle on the floor. You can step in it.
You're good at stepping in circles.
Good stepping inside. Didn't
I? Right? It was you guys? Yeah.
That was us.
Yeah, there's a teleportation circle inside the guild.
So you
This definitely looks like it could be a teleportation circle.
Oh! Separation.
Which Cassidy was Sundance Kid?
Yep.
Oh! Shit! And I step into the blizzard.
And then there was a narwhal.
And a lot of water. Oh, I'm gonna freaking drown.
You can't swim.
A question.
Yeah.
Just for layout purposes.
I'm actually a human because I've already used my tusk to get out. So
is
that's
this...
my one hold.
That's true. You only had one hold on that. So it's the narwhal.
So
you,
the slapping
you just see Aziz laying there with Omar riding him.
Smacking my ass.
Smacking his ass as the water pours in.
A strict question. Is that actually downstairs from where I am at now at the room on fire?
You can't tell.
I mean, I don't know.
You don't know where the teleportation circle went.
Well, I didn't ever see the teleportation circle.
Right. So where?
I'm just saying, did I hear something or feel a shudder or anything?
Okay. Nope.
I was too engrossed in setting everything.
You were too busy setting the world on fire.
Too busy patting yourself on the back.
Burninator.
I rolled an 8 on that, by the way.
Burninator.
He just said that everything was on fire.
Right. Yeah. His partial failure was the burning.
Burn it down.
We should probably step outside.
Probably before the place comes down on us.
I'm not really so worried about it coming down yet. We've got. It's really hot. really, really hot in here.
Yeah.
And it's smoky.
So take off all your
Or does a timber fall off the roof, piercing a hole in the floor, and I can see something?
Yeah, boy.
Wow, look at the suggestion there.
I feel like... Yeah, I feel like now I need to find a way to get you there somehow.
Well, it's all up to you. Otherwise, I will just step outside and find some other manner to...
I can recommend this.
It's fun. You get to slap Aziz on the ass.
Doesn't sound that.
It's a blast.
You know, the alternative is I haven't acted back of the house on fire.
Yeah, we could just go so we could that go that door.
Run into the theater section. Yep, that the there's less fire that way.
I think the bard would be trying to save his instruments. I could be wrong.
Hey, I use my voice. I've got a book. It's on me.
I was like, because you're in a nice kind of safe place right now, so if you want to bow out, now would be a fine time for you to do that, character-wise.
As she watches it.
Similar question to Wesley. I know it's getting late for you.
Well, he needs to probably get out of that portion of the building.
Oh, right. I'm just trying to figure out, like, how hard do I need to wrangle the cats to get everything squeezed into the same spot so we can finish this up. So,
that's exactly what it's like.
Well, Kors made a good point. A finale? Question mark?
See, but we have just about everybody right now. I hate to, like, leave off on a cliffhanger like this. When there's very little left.
That's awesome when we do that kind of stuff.
Or do we want to just leave it here with the building on fire, Aziz and Omar freshly teleported.
And at this point, Jesse shows up next time, and what happened?
He's going to bring the fun. Jesse's going to bring the fun. Although then again, Jesse wasn't planning on bringing the fun until like later tonight. So like, all of this is happening like at 1 o'clock in the freaking afternoon, the day before.
Oh, so look at that. It's in the afternoon. The fire department totally has time to put this out.
Oh, they do.
They have the water pressure, though.
Right. I thought that was just under the building.
No, that's all the water pressure from the
sewer. The sewer one.
Question.
Yep.
Being the bard and singing in the gambling place, right?
Yep.
Do I have any knowledge about the Thieves Guild or the Blue Circle upstairs?
You don't know about the Blue Circle upstairs. You do know there's stuff upstairs, and that's where, like, the boss's office is. Mm-hmm. You know what? No, that's not necessarily true. Screw that. Your bardic knowledge says I dig magic and spells and crap. What does that say under that ability?
D6?
No.
Your bardic lore.
Just choose.
When you first encounter an important creature, location, or item, your call is covered by your bardic lore. Ask the GM one question about it. I'll answer truthfully.
Well,
you totally know there's a magic circle upstairs because you were talking to a dude about it because you love that crap.
Right.
Like, yeah, because that's your bardic knowledge, you totally know there's a teleportation circle upstairs.
Alrighty.
The question is everything not enough on fire to make it to said teleportation circle?
You could probably make it.
Okay, hold your breath.
It's not that birdie. Like, you're going to have to roll con-based defy dangers.
You're talking like embers.
It's smoky and burning embers flying around.
And this is where I fail and catch on fire and die.
So
again.
Worst
thing would that be? Caught flame by your own fire.
Not as nearly as funny as taking a crap in the woods.
That was an epic fail.
That was an epic. That was a great six.
Like, I'm trying to go up the.
That was the game master asserting his muscle.
No, that was like, we were ready to call it for the night, and then he's like, no, I want to do one more thing.
I need to take a shit.
No, I'm sneaking away from camp and pretending I'm going to go out and take a dump. Okay.
After check the core.
Yep. It didn't go well. So, all right. So if you guys are going to go running upstairs, you might run past a door that comes open as a cleric pops his head out.
Hey, what's going on?
It's on fire. We need to go this way.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was easy. You two roll your con base to find dangers. He's fine because he was in a closed room, so this is the first smoke inhalation he's going to get.
Oh, fail.
Great.
Five.
Double fails.
I totally did not use my luck.
Oh, yeah. Luck. That would have been great, wouldn't it?
I have an eight.
You don't need one. You were
already upstairs. We had to get through.
You didn't
fire.
Run through a you burning room to get here.
You're right. I was like, oh shit.
You just popped the door open. So I think what we're gonna do.
We're going
this
back
one.
Into this room where it smells like blood and entrails.
You guys look in. You see.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. As you run by, as he like.
What the? Just we have to go.
Yeah.
I yeah. play tic tac. Who do you play tic tac toe with?
What? Jesse, when you hear this you guy? Missed.
Yeah, Jesse, sorry you missed this one. It was
pretty epic. Hopefully this recording survives. Hopefully this recording is intelligible. I'm gonna get it later. Screaming, barking dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. Howling.
How do you know if you get experience? Is there an experience thing?
Anytime you roll a six,
no, you're supposed to be checking. Oh, that reminds
me. At the end of a thing. How come he was adding experience?
At the end of the adventure? Because there's a. On the basic move sheet, there
is.
On
the back.
On the back side is a end of session move that we do. Here. So that's where you're going to get a good chunk of XP from. So, Galadir, I think we're going to be fairly kind, and you just drop your antitoxins.
Okay.
They fall out of your bag and crash onto the floor, and you do not have time to turn around and go back.
I didn't care about them anymore.
I know, but now I'll throw spiders at you.
And I will burn said spiders to the ground.
I know you will.
You're sitting next to me. I got arcane arts. I can just heal you of the effect.
Yeah, that's right. Totally a healer. So
gonna need some of that.
By the way, have I provided enough of a show yet?
A mess from your giant ball of flame. Maybe.
Aw, son of a... You take one damage armor piercing from breathing hot embers. Because you have a delicate system there. You're a singer. This is
bad
for you.
My voice is
Oh, my beautiful voice! So, with that being said...
Not bad.
So, alright. So, downstairs... You ride Aziz through the needly door.
Yeah! As he transforms mid pierce of the door, and you just go
slapping the shit out of his ass.
Hey, we're back to normal. Let's go.
That's the only part that's coming through on the recording.
Good. As you ride the wave in, you look around. And there are, actually, how can everybody see?
How?
Yeah.
I'm a narglong.
Huh?
No, you're.
It is pitch black in here.
Pitch
black. Up until now, there's been enough, like, light coming down
is there,
the sewer grates.
Is there, like, a, is there not, like, a glow, you said he showed up in the room from the glowing circle thing?
That'll happen
is that
in a
still
second.
Glowing? Okay.
So, right now, I'm establishing these two in the room before the arrival of more folks.
Well, I will, don't suppose my adventuring pack was waterproof.
Some stuff might be wet. You might still be able to light the torch.
Yeah, I'll light a torch.
All right. All right, sounds fair.
You let I'm not getting off of Aziz, though. I'm
yep, go ahead. Go ahead and spend it.
You know what they say. I'm slippery with
adventuring kit.
Oh, unfortunate.
Yeah.
And as you light the torch,
he falls
you
off.
Look
There's
up.
A tiny little pop.
And all around this room... There are sarcophagus.
Oh, lock those sons of bitches up!
At least 10.
I can do that.
At least, at the moment, there are no faces. Like, nobody's coming out of, like, they're all shut. And the room is kind of quiet. And that's when a blue glow appears.
What's the water doing? Is it still coming through the door?
It kind of pours in, and then kind of subsides back, and now you're just sort of, like, in... shin-deep water. The coffins are actually kind of, like, up on, like, a raised level, like, up around the room. So actually, some of them are in the water, yes.
How close are they together?
You're not there,
you're
yet.
Not there yet.
I'll be there.
Well, I know you'll be there. Just, you can ask that when you get there.
Fine. They're spaced out nicely around the wall.
Okay.
Oh. You're gonna burn them, aren't you?
No.
So, suddenly, in the dead center of the room, there's a blue glow.
Who?
And Hadrian appears.
Hadrian!
Looking a little confused.
My man!
What the...
Why are you writing
this? This is a relief for you. Omar's there.
Omar.
Yeah.
Hey, your other sense of direction says Omar's right there.
Get off of him.
Well, you don't understand. He was a narwhal, and there was a door and needles, and he's bleeding. So I smacked him on the ass. Just, never mind. I'm going to give him one quick, and then I'll get off of him. I'll help you out. We survived yet another adventure, friend.
Where the hell are we?
Downstairs.
Well, upstairs from where we were.
I'm gonna look around the coffin. Shh, they're sleeping.
And at that moment,
you
get shoved to the side, like you feel a force push you out of the way as the blue glow reappears, and these three.
The other three show up.
Arrive in the basement.
Who the hell are you?
Shh. I'm gonna get back on Aziz.
He's still laying there?
No, I'm up. I'm standing.
He's a halfling. He can ride on his shoulders pretty easy.
Yeah. Hello. I'm not a halfling.
Like Yoda up
at two. Right, you're
He's a halfling.
He's a halfling, though.
Yeah.
So he could ride on your shoulders pretty easy.
I'm taller than he is.
Like an 8-year-old. I know, he could climb on your shoulders and ride like an 8-year-old.
Just shrug him off.
I won't get on you yet.
All right.
We're,
I think I just threw up a little bit.
I think we're sitting in the middle of some sort of vampire bedroom.
Vampires?
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing.
As you look around...
Why did it have to be vampires?
You also notice a large door leading out the other direction that is definitely of dwarven craftsmanship.
Shit, we found it. Sweet. I'm going over the door.
Yeah,
I have to kill the vampires.
No, we can lock them in their bucket.
You don't know there's vampires.
No, you don't understand.
In
you don't understand.
That's why I told him.
We don't know if there's vampires in those sarcophagi yet.
We're going to find out, I guess.
He might be able to sense that.
They might just be actual dead people. However, I'll bet you if you pray and ask, you could find out. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, it's all going to come apart.
Even a paladin knows sometimes if you don't want the answer, don't ask the question.
Even a paladin.
Wow.
Totally avoided that one.
Yeah, and Galadir, you see Galadir like... What? I'm sorry. What'd you say? No, I wasn't about to flame you in the back. Not at all. Totally was not what was about to happen.
Pope Hadrian the First.
I thought I saw a vampire poking his head out.
Right, right. I was just getting ready. I was going to join you. Wow. Burn them together. You and me, buddy. Right hard to the end.
If one of anything in any of them sarcophaguses flinches, it's on. Just say it.
All right, so you go to the door.
So wait a second. We all know what's behind that door, right?
Well, we are all...
We all
well, maybe not, maybe not you.
I was just looking for the teleportation circle.
But the rest of us, we're all pretty sure what's over there, behind that door,
we
right?
We think we know.
Why don't we discern realities here?
I was just going to discern realities about the door.
I think he called it first, so...
6 plus 2 is... 8. Okay, so I get 1.
What's behind the door?
That's on the list.
Are you sure?
Yep. I'm dead sure.
Yay. Let's play the feud!
Alright.
What? Here is not what it appears to be.
Ooh, that's what I was.
What you saw between Aziz and Omar?
Come on, you can't come out. And do
actually, it is what it appears to be. We just don't want to tell you.
What it appears to be. All these coffins look the same. None of them looks like they're the boss.
So are you saying that it is maybe it is the boss and they all just look the same? He's throwing off the scent.
Maybe there's lots of bosses.
I'm just glad he didn't point the finger at me.
Boss.
Because I appear to be very friendly and helpful to everybody.
Right,
man, I wish that damn dwarf were here.
Yeah,
works. Yeah. Well, only... we have the necklace or the amulet, so
you don't know that.
You've got no idea,
but he does.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I'm going to discern realities about the door.
Okay,
that's a 7.
So this is not your "I'm looking for traps" move. This is discerning reality.
Yeah, I'm just checking out the door. I'm not going to touch it. I'm just looking it over. I'm going to see like if there is like a seam in the middle. Is it like two doors that opened? Or is it like
it's a double door?
It's a double door.
Yep.
So discerning reality. You get one. I get it as one.
Double door.
Yeah.
Sorry. I need to, what here I'll is need useful to... or valuable to me?
I need to discern some realities as well.
Well, this is like, join the queue.
Yep.
Jim's all right, got everybody next. Keep rolling. Somebody's going to roll a 6 and everything's going to go to hell. Just keep tempting fate, everybody.
I've been in this door situation before. Somebody's going to take a rock.
Throw it at the door.
That's why he went to the door, because he wanted to be in the way. Because a rock got thrown.
Yeah, because he doesn't reverberate near as much as that door.
What here is useful or valuable to me?
You never know, I might just turn into a rock.
And throw yourself at the door. You can jump at the door and turn yourself into a rock and then hit the door.
If there's vampires in those things, I'm probably going to hide.
Yeah. Well, there's a sarcophagus over there. You can smell it. It's full of money.
Holy stuff.
Open it. Help.
So that doesn't have anything to do with the door then?
Hey.
Chaotic.
Yeah, I was like, I believe somebody's attempting to fulfill their alignment move. So, that one sarcophagus is definitely, like, not a storing a body sarcophagus. It's a let's stash the loot in here sarcophagus.
Aren't you sad that you didn't goad me into setting the whole building on fire?
Yeah, kind of.
He had a feeling when he saw you that something like this was going to happen.
Something was going to happen to you, whether I was close to you or not. I'm just saying.
Okay. So, anybody else who you said
I would love to discern realities, but you were next in line.
No, I'm just going to ask, since we're thinking that the machine that we are after was on the other side of that door, anybody have any idea how we're going to get through that door?
Yeah, Wesley goes and opens the door.
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is by Idol Exhibit.